Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter with Prepare for College. And today I have Al Hoffman joining me. We're going to do things a little bit different today. Usually we have a speaker that talks about a topic. Today, Al and I are going to go back and forth on what's called the FSAID. And we want to sort of contribute from the different experiences we've had so we can maybe give you a little education when you go to apply for this. So Al is here with me.
Yeah,
And
thanks for Gary, and thanks for inviting me in here. Let's start this off. I mean, everything these days, Gary, as you know, goes through studentaid.gov. In days of old, there were multiple federal sites for this whole process. Now there's only one, and that is studentaid.gov. So there's your starting point. That's the starting blocks. So sit down and let's go for a ride here on the FSA ID. So when you go to studentaid.gov, Gary, as you're aware, over there to the top right is an area that says a login or create. It's just personal experience because it kind of saves an extra click. But just click the login. And if you don't have a login, there's a button right there to click to go to set it up. But I say that because occasionally members of the family that are not necessarily communicating with each other, they've already been there. So then you'll get stuck in the set quicksand right off the bat. You already have one and you go, oh my goodness. So I like to go in with under the login button, just a small thing. But Gary, that first step is pretty easy. I mean, they want you to enter your first name and last name.
Extremely. I mean,
Yeah.
it's a couple pages you click on. It's got some basic information. It shows
And
you
instructions. And instructions. Yep.
exactly. And it just compared to what it was in the past, it's a walk in the park. It's really very easy. And if you take more than 5 minutes to do it, that's a long time. So it's easy.
Well,
It's
if you took more than 5 minutes, you probably read every one of the instructions, which is fine. Which is fine. Gary and I don't because we've already been there, but I understand. Might take it 10, but Gary's right. They've done a fine job on this particular aspect of the whole process. There is a step there in the pages where it asks for verification systems. Gary, what do you recommend? They offer the phone and email. What do you do with your clients?
We do both of them, okay? And we primarily use the text, the phone, okay? Simply because it's almost instantaneous. When you ask for that two-step verification number, it comes up right away. The email, it'll do the same thing, but it might take 2 or 3 minutes to get done. So I set up both and use text mainly, and then email as backup.
And I agree, but I do listen to what Gary said, both. And I agree, both. There are times when you need the other option. And so both is better. So put them both in and then hit that continue button on to the next page, which is that challenge questions. Gary,
This
I
is
tell you,
one of my favorite parts. And here's where I'm really disappointed. In the old system, they had challenge questions, but they always let you make one of your own questions. Okay.
Yes,
You
yes,
know, you've
yes.
got, a list of items you can select from them. You can get through them. It's relatively pretty simple. Again, pretty basic. Like, what was the color of your first car? Okay. What's your best friend's name? Things like that. So it's pretty simple, but there's only
No,
four, two, isn't there, Al?
there's yeah, four challenge questions. And what I this is where you're out of the 5 minutes that Gary talked about, this is where you're going to spend at least two.
Yes.
Because you want to write these down. So yes, you choose them, you answer them, and then you write them down. Please write them down. As a matter of fact, the very next step is the backup code. So after you do the challenge questions, the next page is, or where is it on the same page? Gosh, I have a temporary lapse here. But anyway, they're going to ask you for a backup code, or they're going to offer you a backup code, excuse me. So those challenge questions and that backup code, the phone number that you decided to use for texting, the email that you decided to use, all of those should be on one sheet of paper that you put with your college stuff. As you go through this college process, things don't happen over a period of a week. They open up for proactive students. They will happen for a period of maybe 18 months. And I don't care how good your memory is. 18 months might be stretched at a few for some of us anyway.
Write
it down.
Too, in that, you know, you're going to use this username and password not only for college, you're also going to use it for your student loans later on. So this is something that's going to be with you for maybe 5, 6 years. You'll be just using this to access studentaid.gov in your account and just get different information. So it's not something that's just going to be good for the freshman year and that's it. It's going to be with you for a while.
Now, that backup code thing, and the governments that agree with me, or I would agree with them, it says in clear directions, write this down. Did you write this down? I love that. I thought that was so cute when I saw that the first time. I said, oh, yeah, okay. Write this down. And I couldn't agree more. You need to write that because it's not logical. It's not anything you put, you know, DJ26X exclamation point. It's really one of those. So you have to write it down or you'll wish you had of. And I'm going to explain why all these things are important here in just a second. We pull all together. But we're going to go off on a different tangent because that's it. Once you've done the write down and you've got the backup code, you're done. Okay, now I say you're done. Okay, that student, that means you. Okay, let's go to the parents. Now, I recommend that both parents get their FSA ID codes. You never know, as it turns out down the road, oh gosh, we should have got it from him or her. And if you're all in that mode, you're right there at the computer, you can help each other and zip through it and maybe use the same challenge questions. I don't know. But my point is that it is something you should all kind of, it's a family affair. Let's have dinner. Let's go to the computer. Here we go. and get the parent one FSA ID and password. Just the instructions we just gave and the government's going to give you on that site. And parent two. You know, if you are a parent that has separated or divorced and then remarried, the Department of Education considers that step parent on the hook. So step parent, you're counted. Everybody gets an FSA ID. Everybody. You get one. You get one. You get one.
You know, I agree with you on this, Al, because I've seen situations where one parent got it and there was a tragedy in the family or a divorce or whatever, and they've got to start over and try to build up or try to rebuild what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Most parents have it. You don't know what's going to happen down the road.
No, it's
an insurance policy.
Yeah, maybe a different parent takes on the loans if you're going to use loans as part of your portfolio of getting this college thing done. Than the person that signs the FAFSA. So there's an example as well. The divorce situation, I agree with that one. Things can happen, death in the family, et cetera. So you're in the mode, everybody can help each other. And you said, no, you know, the challenge questions are next. Okay, whatever. It's something you can all sit there and ping off each other. It's kind of like a mastermind thing. You'll get it done in a shorter amount of time if you do it all together. Okay. This year, fun stuff. This year, there's a big change with the simplification. It wasn't there before. And that is the following scenario. What if your parents are in Brazil, but you're a U.S. citizen going to a private high school in Massachusetts? I'm just going to throw something out there. Okay, so you're going to file the FAFSA. Why? Because it gives you access to the federal government monies. If you're a U.S. citizen, and in years past, the parents had to sign with a signature page, which took forever. It took forever. I mean, you know, 2, 3 months down the road, it'd say, okay, you're finally signed up. But anyway, So Gary, you had a person this year that did this. We
Yes.
had one as well.
And mine was it's an ongoing story, but to start out,
It's not dead yet.
it's almost done. But to start out with, back in January, we tried to file the FAFSA form, realized there wasn't a paper signature page. We had to get an FSA ID for the parent. We talked to the Department of Education. We followed their instructions and everything. And lo and behold, in early February, they said, "It's not going to work. Our system is not going to accept it." He says, "You're going to have to file a paper FAFSA." So we went ahead and we filed the paper FAFSA form. And then come May, they had made some corrections to the system and everything and said, "Okay, you can go in now and get an FSA ID for the parent that does not have a Social Security number," which we did. Okay. And it's not a 5-minute process, it's a little bit longer. But if you follow the steps along and you have the information available that you need, it's going to be relatively smooth. Now, one of the things you have to do is read it very carefully, because when it comes down to the section where it says Social Security number, you've got to look down a little farther on the page and see where there's a box, "I don't have a Social Security number," and you click on that. And then it takes you to a page where you can start the process to get the FSA ID without a Social Security number. Now, as you go through this, they're going to ask you, you're going to set up security questions, you're going to set up a username and password, you're going to set up an address for the parent in the foreign country. And when you get down through it, what you would normally do is, after the security questions, you would then get your super code number that you can use if you've lost your password and username. In this situation, they came to another set of questions. And these were security questions that the government wanted answered. And they were pretty general. Like there were four questions in our situation. One of them was, "What street did you live on or have you lived on?" And they would give you like four items, Main Street, Madison Avenue, blah, blah, and then none of the above. And this you really have to be careful of, because if you screw it up a little bit, it's going to start all over again. So you answer those questions, and then you submit it, and I would say like 5 minutes later, you get an email saying, "Okay, we've got your information. You can now use your FSA ID to complete the FAFSA form, but we still have to verify your information." And in that email, they say it's going to take 7 to 10 days once you supply the information. One of them is you print out a signature page that you sign, scan it, and email it back to them, along with a copy of either your passport or driver's license. And if you don't have either of those, they have another option where you can provide two more different types of identification. So you get that, goes off to the government, then they come back, hopefully in that time period, and say, "Okay, you're good to go. You can still complete the FAFSA and file it though before that comes back." So don't, if you have this situation, do not wait to get a verification of your identity. Go ahead and file the FAFSA form and submit it. And I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a lot easier than what it was with the paper form. It's just that when they brought this out, it didn't come out smoothly. There was a lot of problems with it, and they couldn't get it to work for, well, 4 or 5 months. And they've just recently got it up and running. So.
There's one variation on that, and that is if your parents have what they call a TIN, tax identification number, This is a government issued number. It's for collecting taxes, as you would expect. And it's a 9-digit number. Or your green card could have an alien registration number. And that also is a 9-digit number. And matching the whole Social Security system outlet in the databases recognize you that way. So those are the two variations of this particular path that we're talking about, where you might be able to get away with not having to prove that you're from a driver's license from Brazil, et cetera, et cetera. But except for those two things, and the things that Gary just took a few minutes explaining in detail, thank you, Gary. That was a good explanation. Then that is the route that a parent that is not a citizen will have to take. And it is, again, kind of citizen documentation with the TIN and the alien registration number, or a complete no, I have nothing. So it is a different route to take. And these routes were not this simple. I say simple, but they're having trouble. Yes, Gary, I agree with you. This first rollout, they weren't ready, I don't believe. They are seeming to be ready now. So now is the time. So let's talk about expediting this. So when you sit down in October or November and you sit there and say, I gotta do this FAFSA, and I gotta do this. Oh, by the way, you should also spend the same amount of time to go ahead and get your CSS profile username and password as well. Because you're in the mode, let's get them all. You may already have it if you took the SAT. Okay, not parents, you don't need them. This is just for the student, username password. Now, if you're a non-custodial parent, I'll take that back. You would need it for a non-custodial parent of the CSS profile. But we're getting off into the weeds here. Just identification numbers all the way around that you would need to file the FAFSA. And when you sit down to file the FAFSA, if you have all these things ready now, when you do the FAFSA, you're going to sit there and say, this is a simplified FAFSA. This is what the title of the code was all about, simplification of the FAFSA. And that came out in December 31st of 23. So a lot of things have come and have changed over the years in the FAFSA, but this is a huge monumental change that, despite their best efforts, they just weren't quite ready for this particular part of the FAFSA. However, it appears that they are ready now. So now is a good time to do this. Don't wait until October. Go ahead and do it now. You got everybody that you could sit down at the table and get this done. And of course, this is in the July, August timeframe, in my opinion, is a good time to do this. So anyway, that kind of is the FSA ID system that the Department of Education has offered. From our perspective as users and helpers and preparers, we've done this hundreds, thousands of times, actually, at our situation here at the service center. But yes, it is a good system. I see where they're going with the system, and I really like it. I'm not a big person for change either, but I can see where this is going. Gary, you agree with this FAFSA thing? I mean, if they could get all the widgets and things that they got in there fixed, I think this is a good system that the people will be able to use a little bit easier than the old system. So.
I agree because in the old system, you would sit down with all your information and your papers and everything, and you might end up spending an hour and a half trying to get this thing sorted out. With this new system, because of the way they've set it up, if you have your information, you have your FSA ID and everything, you may be able to go through this in under a half an hour. And I think as the system progresses, it's going to get better and better.
I agree. Well, that is our meeting. Gary, close us up here for P4C.
My pleasure. Everyone, again, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate you taking it out of your busy day to spend it with us. Join us next week when we're going to have another topic. Again, all these podcasts are on our website at Prepare for College, and that's Prepare the number 4 College. That's it for now, everyone. Have a good week.